Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Eilut is enjoying a pleasant night under the stars, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze, a great night for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. president has warned that America will target Iranian infrastructure for every ship attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes just as he attends the transfer ceremony of four U.S. service members killed in recent conflicts. This update is from JNS, just in. Also, Israel is expressing concern over reports of a possible U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. The potential agreement could give Saudi Arabia access to sensitive technologies. This report comes from JTA in the last few minutes. Also this hour, explosions were heard over Eilut as Iranian missiles targeted Jordan. U.S. forces have conducted additional strikes on Iran overnight. This news is from the Times of Israel, earlier today. Separately, the new Mossad director has met with the CIA chief in Washington. This is Roman Goffman's first official visit to the U.S. since taking office in June. Axios reported this 17 minutes ago. And finally, a senior Israeli official has cautioned that Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz pose significant risks. More details on this development are emerging now. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted minutes ago that Mossad chief Roman Goffman had discussions in Washington 2 weeks ago, talks focused on the Iran conflict and Tehran's nuclear ambitions. IL Red Alert, known for tracking missile alerts, shared similar insights about Goffman's Washington visit. Meetings included CIA Director John Ratcliffe and key White House officials aimed at coordinating Iran policy. This was posted just minutes ago. Raylan Givens, a commentator on security matters, noted that the U.S. informed Israel about plans to intensify strikes on Iran. This could involve heavy bombers in upcoming operations. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. president's stern message to Iran. According to JNS, he has issued a direct warning of retaliatory strikes on Iranian infrastructure for any attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows recent tensions and the loss of American service members. Such actions could further escalate the already tense situation in the region. Turning to the possible U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal, JTA reports that Israel is worried this agreement could shift regional dynamics. By providing Riyadh with sensitive nuclear technologies, the U.S. might remove a key incentive for Saudi-Israeli normalization. This development could alter diplomatic relations in the Middle East significantly. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details the interception of Iranian missiles targeting Jordan. The event highlights the ongoing military engagement between the U.S. and Iran. This follows another night of U.S. strikes on Iranian targets. The regional security implications remain severe, with potential spillover effects into neighboring countries. Next, Axios reports on Mossad director Roman Goffman's recent visit to Washington. His meetings with the CIA chief emphasized coordination on Iran policy. This visit underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel intelligence cooperation in addressing the Iranian threat. Such engagements are crucial as both nations navigate the complexities of the Iran conflict. Finally, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio's warnings about Iran's activities in the Strait of Hormuz underline the global stakes involved. Any disruptions in this vital waterway could impact international trade and energy supplies, with significant economic repercussions worldwide. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Greece is set to approve a substantial missile deal with Israel. Valued at 3.5 billion euro, this alliance aims to counter Turkey's influence. The Achilles Shield project involves Israel's Rafael defense systems. Separately, Globes has reported that Israeli smart glass company Gazi is seeking a debt settlement. Since its NASDAQ IPO 2 years ago, the company has seen a steep decline in market value, losing 98% of its market cap. And finally, at a recent real estate conference, developers criticized local authorities for project delays. As reported by Israel Hayom Business, they argue that lengthy approval processes hinder development, impacting urban growth and housing availability. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.